Can you talk about this game, how big it is because the division, everybody's even in it?
I go into every game with the same mentality, you know. I try to stay away from how big the game is, you know. Every game's a big game for me. That's about it.
So you don't look at standings at all, trying to be in first place rather than second or even last?
Personally, I don't. Every game, I try to, you know, help my team win. That's my job, is to perform and help my team win, and that's what I try to do every week.
Chandler, how much of conscious effort is there of the defensive line to help put more pressure on the quarterback? Obviously, you've been doing all season, but to help out the secondary, and you know, a lot of people say the secondary is part of an overall scheme. How much effort do you try to help out the secondary with a good presence up front?
Just doing your job, you know. If every player does their job, everyone will be all right, you know. I plan on doing my job every single play, and everything should fall into place.
Can you talk about, even though this is your first time with the Jets rivalry, if you've sensed any difference in the locker room or among your teammates facing this particular opponent?
We're 3-3 right now. That's not what we want to be. Well, personally, that's not where I would want to be. You know, you got to win. You go in every week with the same goal, and it's to win. You got to win the football game. So, you know, that's every week. You know, you have that sense of urgency every week to win the game, and that's our goal.
You don't notice a difference if this is the Jets?
I mean, we just want to win. If you want to call this a big game, personally for me, it will be a big game. You know, that's my mentality every week. So, yeah, against the Jets, it's a big game.
Rex Ryan has said some real nice things about Coach, very complimentary of him, saying he's the greatest coach ever, head-to-head. Bill would win that matchup with him. What do you make of Rex Ryan and his personality and the fun that he seems to have with the game and at his press conferences?
I haven't really even seen him in press conferences, to be honest with you. But from what I know, Rex Ryan's a great coach. I sat down and I interviewed with him over the draft. He's a good coach. You know, he's very, you know, up to date on things. You know, he's always asking about my brother and the UFC fighting. He's a good coach. Rex is a great coach.
What about his personality? Good personality?
Yeah, he's a good person.
What was your interaction like with the Jets prior to the draft?
I went up there and we sat down and sent me down. We went over a few schemes, you know, basically what every team does with you, and you know, talk about my brother for a little bit, but that's about it.
Is there a part you thought perhaps you could be on the Jets, get drafted by him?
I mean, they showed a lot of interest. They showed a lot of interest.
You a Jet or Giants fans growing up?
Neither.
Who Mets?
Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the most you've ever had to prepare for a backup quarterback?
You prepare for who you're going to see on the field. That's every week, you know. If that person's been playing or getting a few amounts, this many snaps, and you always prepare for them because you never know how many snaps they'll get that week.
You expect to see a lot of Tebow?
You never know. You never know. I mean, if he comes out there, then you make, you know, the things you have to do, what you have to do to stop them. But you never know how many snaps he'll get.
Did you get any insight from Rex, you know, that you could use now in those meetings that you had with him?
During draft, you don't get out with a lot of information, really.
Sometimes there's a little bit of trash talking between these two teams in particular. Brandon Spikes seems to be the consensus champion in this locker room. Is there anybody else that is almost as good as him that can challenge him for that title?
You know, you try to stay away from trash talking, especially playing the sport of football. You know, it happens. You're not going to go out there and say it's not going to happen. You know, you want to just stick to playing football. You know, that's when you get into wars and brawls, and you don't want to do that. You just want to play football.
Is it funny, though, when your ears pick up on something clever?
Some things are funny. Some things are funny.
Because Tim Tebow, his whole career, and a lot of people love him, is there anything maybe more special if he goes in at running back to kind of smack him in the hole?
No. You treat them like any other running back that will go in that game, like Sean Green or Blau. You know, you treat him like any running back. He's lined up at the running back position. He can do things running back does, and that's our job, is to stop the running back, so you stop him.
But what if he lines up under center? How does that dynamic change if he's under center?
He's the backup quarterback at quarterback in the game.
Chandler, any extra incentive to take Sanchez down because he's kind of one of those celebrity quarterbacks?
No, not at all. You never want to. Yeah, no.
Scott, excited to see your brother on The Ultimate Fighter. So his name one of the coaches for the next season.
Yeah, that's great. Actually, I just found out about that. But I'm excited. Yeah, I'm definitely excited.
You gonna tune in?
Yeah, definitely.